absolutely ridiculous when you see the last number of months that they're giving information regarding householders over to Irish Water. This is a company that the government has established, and it's thrown millions and millions of euros into it. At the end of the day, we are already paying for water two or three times in different times with the car tax. And now with our wages, you pay tax through that as well towards our water. And now this is another blow to the council that they're taking this funding from the council into Irish Water.
Do you believe taking this funding will consequently hinder the funding of other services in the county?
Definitely, it will have a huge difference with garden budget and stuff. When we set out at the end of the beginning of the year setting out budgets, this wasn't in budgets. We just found out now that this is going to be extra money taken away from the council, and it's going to be assessed regarding going back a number of months or years. We don't know what is the true outcome of this, but it looks now like they're going to put a certain cap on it and take the money from the council.
Do you believe, though, the amount will be significant in terms of hindering the availability of funding in the county?
Well, I think it'll hinder the council, the amount of services that we have at the moment with roads, libraries and different departments we have in the council. Of course it'll hinder it, because we need every penny we can get. If you see, we're the second lowest council in the county when it comes to collection of rates and stuff, and it's very, very difficult to see where are we going to get extra money to support all these services in the coming year, when Irish Water are more or less forcing us to take money out of the council.